Okay. Well, take a small fish. Okay.
Yes.
Sort of a new insight into alien abduction from this morning. I started at midnight being ill by mouth again, which was a tremendous shock to the system. Nuclear warfare after it started to get used to it again. A hideous morning until about 8 a.m. Then things got fairly rough, but eventually anaesthetists and other people started turning up. And my friend Claude wheeled me all the way down to the operating theater and got passed through into this very chill room with an enormous central light sitting almost like a fruit bowl chandelier thing hanging down from above. And crucified us on this big heavy metal T-bone thing. But after the shock wears off and you start to cool down and relax, and a very nice lady puts a mask of sweet smelling air over your mouth, which I presume is nitrous oxide, and you just pass out. The next thing I knew, it's probably a couple of hours later, where I sort of lost all grasp of reality and was being wheeled back to my hotel room, or off, sort of, the room here in the hospital rather, trying to work out why someone had DNS registered my leg. Somehow, I don't know what had happened in my brain, but I got a couple of concepts confused. And I wasn't entirely with it, you might say. Spent a couple of hours after that, just relaxing whilst the anesthesia wore off, and then Mandy's helped me with a wonderful dinner with all sorts of potatoes and cheesy stuff, a nice bit of ham, some orange and a little fruit compote thing, and all being equal, I should be on the road to recovery now, because there's no reason to have me quite so dressed up, nor to restrict what I'm eating and drinking and stuff like that. I believe the plan at the moment is that they'll leave the drain in my side for the convenience of the flight attendants, and on Monday, all things being well, I'll be married to somewhere in Birmingham in the UK and spend some time recovering there. It's a fairly easy distance from Matthew and my parents. Anyway, I keep on getting your best wishes and they are greatly appreciated, so thank you very much. It's nice to know that you bother to care. And I hope to be seeing you all really as soon as I can. I've no idea what I'm going to do regarding keeping in touch while I'm recuperating. I'm desperately hoping for some sort of at least partial internet access while the recuperation process goes on. But if I don't get that, well, keep an eye out for me on Instant Messenger and Skype. And obviously I have family and friends as best I can. Thanks a lot. Take care and see you all soon.